שחנינה בן צדיון, אומר, שניים שיש עם רגע נהם דוויתר, והרי יצא מוישה פריצי. We should skip the Mishnah. It won't help. We have the next Mishnah. So we have to deal with the subject. It's not a popular subject nowadays, but it's one that has probably more central than anything else, negative between the men and the bullies, as they say. Shnayim sheyeshin reim b'nehem divrei Tehil. Ha'ezer meishav leitzim. Shenemar. V'meitzim meishav leitzim lo yoshav. That's from the first parak of Tehillim. Deichot on the Roloch. How's it start?
Ha'ezer.
Chatoyim yesharim den leitzim. So we're here in number three on the list, the Meishav Leitzim Lo Yoshav. So from this pasuk, Hanina is teaching us that Shnayim Sheyeshim, two people that are sitting together, and there's no Divrei Torah going on between them, this qualifies for Meishav Leitzim. What happens if you have Meishav Leitzim? That's a good thing, a bad thing. Okay. Chavrusas that they have over there, the Chatayim and Rishayim, it doesn't give a very good indication. He went to Leitzim Lo Yoshav. In other words, Ava Shnayim Shal Yoshin Va'iskin B'Divrei Torah, to that Yoshin, and there is Isik of Divrei Torah between them, Shechim Shoi B'Nei. It's pretty positive. Shkinish Rebenim, Pesa Migdash. Shinemar, in the Pesach. The fact that they're not a Mesh Blaitzim is not enough. Not a Mesh Blaitzim, but what are you? Shkinim Inay, Shinemar. Those in the Dabu Yoy Hashem Yishayil, but Yikshav Hashem Yishma, Yuchli Sevi Zikom Lifonov Liyoy Hashem Lechashay Shma. We'll deal with this Pesach maybe afterwards, but the general concept, what it says here in the Pasuk, is that whenever there's Dibur going on between Yer and Hashem, there's somebody listening. V'yikshish Hashem, V'yikshah Hashem V'yishma, V'yikosi B'seif as you call him upon it. And there's a Seif here, the Bereshon writes. So the fact that the Bereshon is listening, we're learning now just the simplest pshat, V'yikshav Hashem V'yishma, the fact that as soon as they start talking, the Bnei Shem is listening and is writing, that means Shechir B'nei, Shuri B'nei. Now, the Mitzvah of Leitzim, the Bnei Shem was also quite unfortunately aware of. But this we know, that the Ahavas of the Bnei Shem are Kavur in Bideis, it's Torah. V'adai hu b'atzmi is Kol Yochel. You can do anything. But the Hanhaga is the Fistol. And Vadai, at all times, in all places, he knows everything. He sees everything, he hears anything, he doesn't forget anything. He doesn't need to face Chumash. But there's differences, major differences, in the level of Gila, the level of contact and realization that a person is at, depending on the Hanhaga. When the Hanhaga is one, that is described as the Bnei Shem listening, that's more than the Bnei Shem knowing as he knows everything. That's an involvement, that's an activity. The Bnei Shem is intimately involved in the process here. What's his involvement? Number one, he listens, and number two, he writes. We'll hear more of the significance of this. According to the truth, this is Eino Hanami. He succeeded in proving this point from the process. Because that type of intimate involvement, that personal involvement, the devotion is two languages of listening, Vayiksha, Vayishma, and writing, that type of contact, involvement, is different than standing the way the Bereshit knows everything. And that's called Shechinah. Part of the devotion is here, there, and everywhere. as people like to say. But there are vada, there are differences. In the kachi kachim, the Bnei Shalom is begilui. In mokum tumut, the Bnei Shalom begilui is not there at all. And even being mentioned in the Torah, right, or davashik b'dusha, it's also right. And the Bnei Shalom is here, there, and everywhere. Depends which level we're talking. Vadai, the point was proven, Shkira Shuri Vinayim, the intimate involvement, realization, and relationship. I will clarify this more later. Eilu Shnai. Until now, we had the two sides of the coin, two people that are between them, and listening, and talking, Zohar B'Teila, Moshe Leitzi. Now, we have a one-sided one. We have one guy sitting around in the not doing anything and important. What's his? He doesn't say anything about the one person. We only have the one on the positive side. Angry Elishan Hayim, I only learned that you have two people that you have this involvement in the relationship. Menayim Shafiro Echot, She Yosef, or Isik Putayo, Shekorosh Bochu Kurve Elishar Harbei. Maschar Harbei is quite a respectable denomination. Certainly more than the golden Fort Knox. Talking about Maschar Harbei. A serious business. But here in this Mishnah, the Maschar Harbei is given as a secondary quality. Booty price. In Hanami, they didn't get up to Shrini Shuri Mene. But I'm saying that if at least you have one, even if you have one associated with the Baruch Hu still has a very special relationship. It doesn't say Shkina Shuri. It says, Kovei Lo Yischar, and that you shouldn't get the understanding that this is anything Shema B'kach. So it emphasizes Yischar Harbei. Any Yischar the Baruch Hu gives Yischar Harbei. But it emphasizes Yischar Harbei. It means we want to clarify that this is less than Shkina Shuri B'nei. Shkina Shuri B'nei is much better. But really, we're not coming to take away from the value of Yischar Harbei. Yischar Harbei is very significant. But it's not Shkina Shuri B'nei. Shneimar, Yoshev Dolo Vayidoi Kinoto Ulov. This pasuk takes some dealing with. It's a pasuk in Eichel, which is not on the surface quite talking about the subject matter at all. We'll return to the pasukim and clarifying the points of what exactly did he see from this pasuk. But the whole thing, we have on the tools, we have both sides of the fence. On the one, so we're given that on the positive side, it's very important, not as great as two. On the negative side, not mentioned. So we're left with a seemingly unbalanced mission. Usually, there's parallel, you have the balance, it's the positive and negative. You're going to talk about two and one, and you talk about on both sides. The mission tells us to us in this form, then we have to look again at the first half of the Mishnah and see where it also clarified the two and the one. The kashas of the Mishnah, the difficulties that we have in the Mishnah are numerous. It's a long Mishnah, a long word. Okay. There we are, of course. Count the words, divide by, multiply by seven, and you get about that in our Mishnah. So. Now just a few for starters. We like to look for the Shailas Chochem. Try to be the Ben Chochem. That the Shailas Chochem Chassichur. That the Shail itself will give us a direction, give us an indication where to look for the answer. So number one problem that screams out of the Mishnah is that what's the subject? And there are two major subjects that are vying for the spotlight. One is Bittul Torah and the Cheshivas of Leaving at Torah. And the other one is Latzonos. So, why fight? It's talking about both. That's one way out of the problem. But it needs clarification. Shnayim sheyesh shnei b'nei divrei Torah. הרי זה מבטלי תויר. ביטל תויר זה So we're talking about people who don't qualify for the negative title of Rosha or Chayte, which anybody who's Oyvan Aveir, at least in terms of that Aveir, does qualify. Even the Oyvan the Rabbanan, we call the Rosha. Copy that Maisa. But this Maisa is a Maisa that is, there's a hierarchy, there's a line. There's Chayte Rasha, which relates to something that's totally Aveir, against the rules. Right? And then there's Litzonis, which is the way described, maybe we can borrow the Rasha, Achru Ish Mashvis. Sometimes you have an Ish Mashvis, you have a Baal Aveir. And then there are people who are not Baal Aveir, but they're close relatives, very close relatives. And they don't keep good company. They should change the company quickly. Because, number one, the ladder, the connection between going from one stage to the other, is very quick. And number two is that intrinsically it has tremendous negative value. But the subject of Bittul Torah, although that we take the surface, especially from the positive side of the fence, that is the subject. The subject is the relationship of Lima Tayo to using out the opportunity for Lima Tayo, which we when they don't use it out. It's called the Mesh of Leitza. Throw your dirty names at you. Call you bad names. So you should call it Little Tayo. It's not there. Leitza doesn't say anything there. It says Leitzonis. Leitzonis. Serious business. Very serious business. Although it's not called yet in Havi. The Vini Yoga spends about 80% of the time of his Pirush explaining what the mission is not talking about. He goes into a very extensive, very important explanation of this more classical form of Latsanas. And he ends it by saying, and that's not what the mission is talking about. And then in a few lines he says what the mission is talking about. So if somebody had to give a shiur or something or do something like that, so we would say that he wasn't properly prepared and prepared in something that sounded related, and he filled up the time. But today he doesn't do that. And this is a very, very important message that the Ben Yonah is going to give us. He emphasizes throughout the whole major portion of his Pirush, the Sugya of Litzonis. He classifies it in great detail, in some ways greater detail than where he deals directly with the Sugya of Litzonis, in the Arba Kitos in Shai Tshuva. There are Chidushim here that are not there. Chidushim there that are not here. But there's a very strange type of a thing for it to give a long, very extensive and detailed description of Litzonis, and then say, and that's not what we're talking about. So, generally, the rule for such things are that first you have to know everything that he says, then you have to think that that's what we're talking about, then you have to understand, but even so, that's not what we're talking about, and then you can understand what we're talking about. But if you don't go through that process, you just want to say, okay, so forget that, it's not important, then you don't have a chance. You're not going to understand the Sugya of Litzonis. So then you need to put up a blockade. And we have no choice. We're going to have to climb up the mountain, fall off, and start again. Right? Exactly the way you said we should. It happens to be that the trip is a very scenic trip, and very important in and of its own. So we'll take the Mishnah, and we'll put it on the side for a moment. Especially Ben Yonah is going to tell us in the end that it's not the right subject anyway. And Ben Yonah, Ben Yonah, Litzonis. The Sugya of Litzonis, which the Ben Yonah and the language of the Mishnah also emphasizes, that especially in the first half of the Mishnah, the subject is Moshe Vreshen, Moshe Vreshen. This is a sugya like when I started the Mishnah, it's something that we prefer not to deal with. For the very simple reason that it may have something to do with us. It can get personal. And it may require a reinvestigation and a clarification of how one may or may not use this time. And the significance of usage of time. So let's see. Go down the path. We'll pretend we don't know the conclusion. We'll learn enough that's honest. And then we'll see if we'll try to understand why was it important to know that this is not true. There are two major basic subjects of Lotzonis. So first I'll explain the first, and then I'll go and explain, but that's not what we're talking about. We're not getting involved right now in the extensive halachic clarifications that there's room for. From the way the Rishonim learned the Sugya of Lashon Hara, and the way that it's nifsak l'alacha v'chavetz chayim in certain places, and v'adai v'chavetz chayim knew all the Rishonim, and he passed on the way he wanted to pass on anyway. And since he's the Maharasa of the Sugya, and there's nobody else since the time of Rishonim who did such a work like he. There's nobody today at Halacha Lamaisa is going to disregard any Yurt Chas V'Shalom Chas Chaim said. However, in learning Sugya like what we're learning now, the classical picture of Lashon Hara that we have in our heads, which is very, very true in terms of Chas Chaim's terms, and the Chayimus, we can't practice this. The certain Rishonim, almost all Rishonim, the emphasis and the nekuda of what a person has to be involved with and not being involved with is slightly different. And we have to hear the chiddush that there is in here, and we'll call it the sugya of Lotzonis. But he clarifies, he starts right off that way. He says, you know what Lotzonis is? The one that we're right now talking about, but we're not talking about, right? That one is Lashon Hara. That's what it is. This is what Lashon Hara is all about. Lashon Hara is Lotzonis. We'll give maybe just this one word of introduction. There are two basic forms of evil, of ra in the world. One is black hat, evil man, right? Is out to get you for the sake of getting it. And the more you can suck your blood and enjoy it, the better. Right? The classical picture of the evil, evil person. And he intends evil, enjoys the evil, evil, he enjoys the suffering of the other person. And this is not the classical Jewish itself. A person has to be under the influence of Western or whatever society that he is. Generally, Klai Yisrael are b'tivo rachmon v'shana b'nei chasodim, which doesn't give them the capability of really being evil. And they're always white hatters. They've got this conscience. They can do a lot of bad things sometimes. But the form of the evil person is bad. Mr. Yerusha of Esau of Amalek and other such kind of Asian moral. But Kleisel's classical form of Ra is not the form of the Ra Lishmo, when the person realizes that he's doing the bad, enjoys doing the bad, and is out to do bad for the sake of. Like we had in our mission before, I don't know how much we talked about it, but Ishes Chavir Chayim Bloy, Vum Bimoy Malchus, He says, Chavir Chaim Dilei. But you have to swallow. You want to swallow? So you swallow. You have to swallow a lot. I feel him gurgle away in your throat as he goes down. Swallow him dead. That's what we should have. Swallow him. It's a sea picture of Rav, being Nineveh from the Rav, Nineveh from the suffering of the other person. There's another form of Rav, which is much more confusing, much more common among the... It's a very handsome, nice guy. Fine guy, really good boy. He's got good news. Didn't mean anything. He's just joking around. It was just a joke. He really gave him a lie detector test. And you'll come out that he really didn't intend it. Maybe he should have realized the results, and he didn't. So there's a lack of foresight, there's a lack of responsibility. But it's not the form of evil that comes from essence of evil, it comes from something going wrong. Is that the good? That is, the natural tendency is not coming out. And Ra, equivalent and sometimes more powerful than an evil person can do, is coming out in very, very dangerous and very powerful form. This is the way that Rabbeinu Meir learns the understanding of the Baal Lashon Hara. That's why the connection between the two Litzonis and Lashon Hara. Shnei Yom Yikro Litzonis, Echad Lashon Hara. Litzonis. Litzonis, Sina. What's with the Litzonis? Litzonis. It's out to get him. He hates him. He wants everybody else to hate him. He wants to break his parnasa. Wants to make sure he doesn't get the chiluch, whatever it is. It's not to shmur his name. Generally, Klai Yisrael don't have that type of people. It's not a Klai Yisrael trait. However, they can do just that. How's a nice guy do something like that? Totally innocent. And he totally distorted the truth, destroyed the character of the person, name of the person, his business, his family, for a walk. Amazing. Sorry, I just didn't think of that. Next. That guy's dead. Two generations he killed. Sorry. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. Which one is worse? It's not so much, it's very possible that the positive form of Ra, the nice guy Ra, is generally more dangerous, and very often, not only because you don't know it's coming and it's harder to watch from, but it's actually more powerful, it's more dangerous. Because there's an evil guy on the block and he goes around saying, "Nobody listens to you." It's limited. He can punch you in the nose, but he can't destroy your name. But the nice guy, the guy with the tie, he's the choshev in the community, and he really is a nice guy. And he really is the choshev guy. He has to do this on the top. School books there. And he did it. And he just destroyed family. How that happened? That can do sometimes tremendous damage, more than the other person. Right, with this in the conduction, it continues. Sounds like this kind of evil guy, but it's not. This is big. This is sense, Lashon Hara, especially this form of Lashon Hara, is connected to the various communities. It means connect all three of them together. Give your eyes, Shvichus Tom, and God is up. He slipped, so he slipped. Everybody slips. כדאי, שיחסתם, לא לזור. וזה הולך הטועים הגדולים, השייך את האור לברשי. This is from the top. The worst, the worst. Bottom of the bell. ואין מידה זו, כי אם בגבר רע מעל הלולו, a man of evil activity, evil action. He's not an evil person, he has evil actions. All of us learn about Hashem, there's a pillar here. You have a nice guy doing terrible things. And it's not as though he's faking. No, he's not a faker. He's a nice guy who does terrible things. So that proves he's not a nice guy. No. He's a nice guy, does terrible things. How can that be? That's what we learn. ולא לא משלם על השלם, זה יורי רץ שמוי, עשר ולא עצמם, ועבי עצמם. So this Pasuk in Mishnah is coming to clarify the formalization of the personality of the activity that can create this type of a extremely conflicting personality where you have a nice guy doing terrible things. If he does terrible things, who cares that he's a nice guy, he's a terrible guy? No. It's big enough to give him the Gabi Dabi Chavskos. It's big enough to give him the Gabi Chu. It's big enough to give him the Gabi many things. You have to always be careful to know the difference between the two forms of evil. But when it is doing evil, it's a good form of evil, it's usually worse than the bad form of evil. So how do you get such a confused psychopath, whatever. How do you get such? Where does it come from? So there are two kinds of Shtei midos elu harois zodoin v'yohir shtei nechuhu v'letz. You put in one part zodoin and one part yohir, and you come out with this fine quality called less. Zayd, what's a Zayd? Zayd, ha-metab ha-ra'al ha-ra'ay, ha-vaz ha-izah b'shnei ha-olam, ve-ein zodin ba-olam zodin kezeh sh-ra'itzah sh-kolay m'sna'ayu. Lo-i d'ay lo-i b'sin osay-osay. This sounds like the real black hat, the real evil guy. Zayd means mazid. It's intended evil. It sounds like you're going against what we were saying before. Explains that the person wants to get the other guy. It's not enough for him that he hates him. He wants his bad. He wants to make sure that everybody else joins him. They're vegan. So he's one part Zayd and one part Yoyer. Yoyer is Gaiva. But it's a particular form of Gaiva, the Ruben Machshava. It's an internalized gaiva, where it functions in the way a person thinks. Shein odom nechshav l'form of l'klum. He has the capability of crossing people off the roster of the human race. Shein nechshav l'klum. In his books, it's not considered a human being. He's below minimum requirements to be considered something that we deal with. Any nachshavukla. There is such a halach. A person who lives in Russia. Any vat, rech, kabaycha. Aisa maisa'amcha. Any aisa maisa'amcha. Any chanaim, rech, zimut, mashanah. It's not so easy to throw around that title nowadays. No, I'm not going into that subject. But b'chol oif, and anybody who is aisa maisa'amcha, we have a most basic Torah responsibility, regardless of the difficulties, differences, and real chesroness that we find in the other person, to give him the basic respect of the human being. The basic respect of a fellow Jew. In order to say Lashon Hara, in order to get involved in this type of Lashon Hara, we have to have the second part. You can't, a zogring, to do it just with zogring, you have to be a good. A good can do it straight. One part zogring, that's it. Zogring from beginning to end. To be a yid, or unless a person is a very assimilated in his views, in a particular circumstance, or a very religious, a very in a particular fight that he's having with a neighbor or something like that. But betchilas hamidush shel ha'odom ha'yehudi, you don't have such things. In order to arrive at zodin, and that the zodin should function, it needs a cover. It needs a catalyst. It needs another part after the point you want that gives the capability of bringing out the zodin, which is not a non-Jewish trait. Most people have certain personality traits, backgrounds, mentality, all kinds of words that we use, and pick our friends accordingly. What do you do with the others? Usually it's about 98%. Okay? Some people are a little broader or simpler, and it's 90%. Okay? Yeah, some people are really easygoing, and it's 85%. But most of us feel really to a particular small percentage of all the human beings that come in our contact. And the rest of them are what's called not my type. It's not my type. He can stand on his head, he can try whatever he's going to try, he's still not my type. I don't want him not for a husband, not for a roommate, not for a neighbor, still not for a relative. It's showing the relatives that you can't choose them. Sometimes you choose them and you find out that it's your marriage partner. Not only sometimes, but it's usually always. Because, as far as I know, in every proper marriage, they are really not their type. One's a man, one's a woman. It's not the same type. What do you do when it's not the same type? So if a person's a yo-yo, this is the negative quality of internalized gaiva, which allows you to ikroni, give definitions for the acceptability into your reality to the club of humanity, and it has to fit into these following XYZ qualities. All the rest of them will best keep out of my way. Because as far as my internalized reality is concerned, intellectual conflict they don't really exist. Because in my terms of reality, you have to look like this and this to exist. If you're not my type, and the more you're not my type, the more you don't exist. Until Shaina Oda Nakshla Falakuk. This extreme form, hopefully, most people are not too sure. And that's Bali Lashon Hara, where this is a basic trait of how you do to most human beings. But of the 85% that are not your type, maybe 85% of them are maybe not nechshav l'dov achila dov b'olam, but not m'klum. But the problem comes with the very minor percentage. How many people usually say Lashon Hara? About one person here, one person there, one person there. And usually it's good reason. He did this, and he did that, and he's a this, and he's a that. It's not, I get along with everybody. It's not this guy. Really, it's not China. The capability of taking an oisim maisa apko that really had some serious problems. You're right, objectively correct. The person is be'emet not b'seyah. But not to the point that he's excluded from maisa apko. He's part of maisa. He needs a refuah. Big before. Right. The capability of excluding him from your hanhaga of after Yechukamuzo takes this type of gaiva called Yahya. Zodon is, Rami is called Mshela Zodon. Zodon is, that's pure Esav. What's it doing by that? How do you get Zodin into clients? lazy to actually go out and destroy a guy on purpose. Russia. Romy, or everything that stands for it and continues from it, is called Mishalas Zodim. Abba Mishalas Zodim in our lives. How does it come to exist? Anything that has the least bit chashivas, any human being that's given the least minimum definition of respect, even an after it all, everything did to you, and you really, it's not the same. If you allow that to lower your definition of the person below the minimum, until it's called an ishq l'klum, then Baal Kurchecho, Zogon becomes a mitzvah. Because the Makor of Zogon is in fact a Malik Esav. And the one proper, natural, and mitzvah place that we have for use of Zogon is for those that relate and come from that source. As soon as I throw somebody out of my terms of Chai Yisrael, right, then it's really Chuyav HaMetzius that I should relate to Mizrach. But I like that now, but I realize it, generally I don't realize it. If I would not just realize it, somebody would put you up against the wall, say you're burning mad at him, and you have 50 times and 70 reasons, and 40% of them are correct. That's why. 40% of the things a person said when he's angry, if all that's correct, then the other guy isn't really matching. There's really something very, very seriously wrong there. But if you put him against the wall, he says, but I want to ask you something. Even of it all, are you mitzvah? Do you recognize in your heart that you mitzvah to have to come with me? Yes or no? So we don't like those type of questions. But if most of the time, if someone would put us up against the wall, I said, I want an answer. Yes or no? Now. Right? So it would be very, very difficult for us to say yes, that he's not, yeah. Even in the worst. But if you're not up against the wall, then the natural activity that would be the result of the Yohim is going to be Zodim. Because even though you haven't defined it to yourself, as soon as you're in an actual Lakum, then Zodim is proper behavior. It's called for. Ask any person who's doing destructive acts out of anger. Why are you doing that? And I'll explain to you in no uncertain terms that it was called for. It's the right thing to do, and you deserve it, and Megillah, and I'll teach them a lesson. And all of the explanations is the proper use of it. As soon as inner natural will clue, so there's no two sides to the issue. Pure evil is a chiyuv on us to destroy. Whenever we can get something that has no value, then Zogon is called for. And therefore, even a yid, not even a yid, especially a yid, as soon as the introduction of the klum, Zogon is a necessary result. So the Zogon and the Yohar get together, and gets you all the way down to the bottom of the barrel.
Is this inclusive in the offerings?
This is definition of
it. It's inclusive in the world. If a person, Achman Islam, defines himself as a legs, and for others to act towards him with the Avdalech HaKamoto, or is it in the mitzvah then to act towards him with Yohan and Lola?
A person is a light.
Yeah. In other words, if a person, according to the Rav's definition, according to that, it's a clear cut that this is the way this person acts.
As a basic.
Yeah, as a towards his own entity.
Keep away.
Wipes off this, I rather.
Keep away from it.
So then, we, on the outside, the third party, Amakuya.
Keep going.
This is their way.
We're not very rare circumstances when we're in the job of being makalets, which is a very dangerous operation. Initially, there's two psukim about. One says hakalets, one says alta hakalets. And the Rishonim explain, well, yes, we're not very dangerous business. This is not the name. We keep it.
What
becomes its general
normal
baby pad? Not that it happens. That's the way.
Yeah.
We're in the middle. Well, you're applying things already. You're calling people names.
That's
not. Don't call yourself or anybody else names you.
Russian or is only one of the things, right?
Well, he defined that as Israelites. He's taking, he says, you know, the son of Israel, that's Lashon Hara. And Lashon Hara, right, that's Aleitz. And what's Aleitz? As Shlomo Melech explains, Aleitz is one part Zolim, one part Yohir. Zayd Yohir Leitz Shmo. A person with one part Zayd, one part Yohir, he gets the wonderful definition of being a race. This is what it is. And this is where Lashon Hara comes.
I was also confused with the Lashon. There are two Indian and Hebrew lexicals. Echad Lashon Hara. Amadabi Ra'achem.
All this is the one. The second is all the way at the end. This is all one that we're not talking about in the Mishnah. The other one is what we are talking about. Right now we're talking about the one other. Somebody who's crowned with these two qualities, can stop here, we'll go for the punchline. Ranovim Hashoyskin. Oh, sorry. Avol HaPosuk She'omar, the Posuk that says in our Mishnah, Moitzev Leitzim Lo Yoshev, Lo Yidibe Min Leitzom She'omar. Ki Ze Oy Bechal Shkoyim, O Bechal Ketoyim. Ha'amurim Bereish HaPosuk. There's two Ketoyim Vishoyim, Kepshutoy, Ketoyim is Bishoyim, Vishoyim is amazing. The person that the Zolbin has overtaken him, so that now he is really a Zolbin, he's gotten to the second level of Rishus, and he's called a Rosha. And the person who's still in the innocent form of this Leitzonis is called a Chayte. So that's the toss-up, depending. It's either a Chayte or a Rosha, this first quality. And that's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about the third thing in the positive commission, Leitzonis. So before we find out what it is that we are talking about, so let's sum up what we're not talking about.
It's more than straight. In either case, though, depending on the level, we're talking about somebody who needs that second quality. This is not the black hatter guy.
Okay.
Right, this is, he, as we said,
this is how
the actions, they have to down the clock hope with a guy like this. Okay. But you can understand, I mean, he could be, you know, a baby who never learned anything, but you have to now act accordingly to him. That's the guy who we've gotten up to right now.
Okay.
But that's not the guy who's...
We're not talking about Asa.
Right.
We're talking about how a Yid turns into a Zod.
Right.
You know, a Yid to turn into a Zod, and he has to do a few loads on this form. Right. And it comes through the combination of Yohir and Zod.
Right.
So why is it called a Letz? So we hear how Yohir and Zolim brings Lashon Hara. Why is it called a Leitz? So that's extremely important. So, not in terms of the Mishnah, maybe that also, but first of all, to understand the basic concept, because to keep away from these things. We've talked about it before, and here we have to talk about it stronger. Is very very negative nice. And the chiyuvim, gemurim, which although and stars, if a person is not accomplishing these things, well, he can say I'm an innocent. And I'm not a rush, not a choyte. Time you finished, he's going to be a choyte of the highest order. Up there, at the top of the list of the gemurim, there is others. Shoko kenegdam, shoko kenegit kuram, ba'al hashanah. The source of the tweed of Kol Tayikulas or Haslech Kumaycha, and the counterpart, the opposite number of the Haslech Kumaycha, is Lashon Hara Kolmets. The Yod here is Zodon, which is called Lashon Hara, and the person's title, it's Muchtu, with these two qualities and the likes. So we have a person who has two crowns on his head, Zodon and Yahya, and that gives him together a general name of a lad, and his activity is called Rosh Hashanah. What are all these parts? What are all these parts for? So we have a Zodon, it would be enough, but what do you call a lad for? Call a Zodon. We hear that, he's got Zodon, and we hear that how the Zodon adds together with the Yahya. Why do we have to give him another name? Obviously there's a sum that's greater than the parts. Each part in itself is individual, and together you can come to things that wouldn't be attainable otherwise. To the point that it has its own name. Even though it's made up of these two basic qualities. The behavior pattern of a innocent foreign Yid. A real, he's be'etzema harachma magoy mochesed. He's a good person. How do you do such talent? The qualities that build up that capability are Yahya and Zodon. But the capability itself is a whole other story. Another story, but it gets its own name. It's called the Letz. This is the Letz we're not talking about. Why is it called the Letz? You think about our names. You want to call them doing names, and we have a lot of negative names, let me tell you. Why Letz? The Yisoid of Letzonis is the breakdown of Erech. The breakdown of the capability of giving things their proper due quality and respect. Because of the importance of the subject, we'll go on a little bit extra. If you want to put in a few sentences, explanation of what's happened in the last 1,000 years of history, there are basically two major portions of the last 1,000 years of history. One is the period of Malchus, of the aristocrats, where quality, however you want to define quality, and aristocracy, they were real quality, real glacier quality, real whatever quality, but it was a real quality. Of midos, of behavior, of chokhmah begoyim, of, for starters, it was included all types of what they call Musa, they call Midas. And there was a major breakdown to two types of humanity. There were two basic, and more, but there were two basic forms of humanity. It's called the Besser Mensch. The Besser Mensch, right? And all the rest of those guys. Right?
Anybody else?
Now the Besser mentioned, because the revelation built the reality of every hierarchy, is that as you go up the ladder, you get smaller and smaller. On the bottom of the ladder, it's wider and wider. So every real hierarchy of quality, and it started with real hierarchies of quality, Right? The more you get the latter, there are three major real qualities in the world. Chokhma, Eishe, and Gevura. And the Goyim have these qualities too. And the aristocrats were that in source, in Shevish. Were those that had in their source, in their, whatever the reasons why it was, but they had real quality of one or many of these three defining qualities that was real. And then there were other people that most of them didn't have. The richest was usually the most obvious. The Gevura was often really, really quite obvious. It really was a major difference. Because afterwards, now you can say, well, it's because that's what I taught them, I don't know that. But there was a peasant mentality which was considering himself ready. The peasant also agreed that he's low. Sometimes he wouldn't want to be different. He might want to be rich, but if he'll be rich, he'll be lowly rich. He wanted to turn it into love. Now, if Malchus, we learned before, that's a little while ago in the Mishnah, that Malchus by Goyim is something that we have to proud for, we have to doubt for. Because real quality by Goyim, if it would be used properly, will prevent the lower levels of humanity from bringing out the type of behavior that they can bring out if they're not going to have the higher quality leading the way. Tell Ishus Chavir HaKadu. And there really is a hierarchy of classes where if the higher class is using the qualities they have to guide and to bring out and to do chesed with the lower classes, okay, then everything together works in wonderful way. But the natural tendency of an aristocrat, and this was basically the rise or fall of all societies, all aristocratic societies, is that instead of seeing themselves as part of the human populace, with a particular role and responsibility to the brethren that don't have that quality, and to be a Malchus Shel Chesed, that these Kuchas of Malchus, these coins of quality, are there for the good of the people, the real feeling that seeing that I have quality, and these people don't have those basic qualities, brought them to see as an insult to their self-definition that person and me should be considered human beings together. And it was required by the definition of this type of mistake, the gaiva, the zogon yoyer of aristocratic myla, to damage, enslave, kill, inflict, downtrodden as much as possible. That's a irishal klum. I can do anything with him. It's like a sheep. They're my servants. They're there for my benefit. The more the quality was real, the more the evil that came out of feeling my quality and eliminating the quality of anybody who doesn't have that quality. This is called, in Chazal, it says, Hafti Yasir Eskan HaRashem. Why is he a Yibay Sonam? Really, Ruth Chomer, the Matrim, Shatim Amayat in Atzer. Shati Gdulu Luchat Netzer, Edmund Rehoi. Rachmus Lezer, Lezer, Lezer. Hey, Gdulu. The Persian gate, they had Gdulu, they had real quality. But what did it cause? It caused an extreme form of gaiva to the point that the head was connected from the body. And when the head disconnects itself from the body, it eats up the body. Then, instead of being the head, instead of being the Gedula, the Mokal Gedula, Shela Tatim Tsar, at the higher Rosh of the higher Rosh. The Actipus of this was Nebuchadnezzar, and he actually turned into a Poel, a higher Rosh, just waited to be taught what exactly happened. It helps a little bit. Whatever, the Mahesh turned him into 7 years, turned into a higher law. Show that when a person takes his gadlus into separating himself from the masses, and Edmund Elliot, I'm also a god. How many leaders turned themselves into some godlike? Because they saw themselves, either these are animals and I'm a human being, right? And they're human beings, not a god. It's a very simple formula, because we're doing that, we're not the same. Whenever you start translating either they're animals and you're a being, human being, or they're human beings and you're a god, then you turn yourself into the worst form. And the greater the real doer you have that you come from, the greater the animal you are. So this was the first rise and fall of major section of history. The second half, which we're living in now, is that there came a certain point where the body had enough. And for years and years, it really respected the head, because generally the world knows the truth. And it says, yes, they do have good, and I don't have it, and that's really real. Right? But then all of a sudden I see, but yeah, I'm a little guy, I really am a little guy, this really is a big guy, but I'm a Poseidon, he's an animal. And he eats me up. And he flicks me, and I have it. So what do you do? So you have to ride in the masses. Say no more vows. The ish is chavir, instead of it's chavir chayim boy, it would bring the vows. No more vows. Vows is a duty word. Kingdom. Makas. Well, everybody's called it the Makas. Right? Even the monarchs are democratic monarchs. They gotta be a. Vows. I remember when I was growing up as a young American and finding out that in Christ all this Malchus. I was a little embarrassed. I mean, I felt old fashioned. And now it's Malchus, you know, that was like old days. It took me a while to pull out that question, to realize that this is the opposite, the Hefech Nemes. Why? Because Malchus is real even by going. Adai, the Malchus is extremely dangerous, and Memshelas HaZogling turns all Malchus into vicious. Malchus HaShol. But the Etzel, the human body, is the human humanity is one body, and there's heads and there's toenails, and toenails are toenails and heads are heads. And the heads are supposed to be on top, and they have different, they get better hair, and all the food goes into the head. It's a different. And the hands and the feet are there to serve the head and the heart. That's what they're there for. That's all they do. It's true that the head, the heart, they feed the heart. It's a good relationship. And it's all together one human body. So when the heads destroyed the world, destroyed themselves, proved how much the best I mentioned I get. So the not best invention had not the best invention, and they got rid of the best invention. Since they didn't do a total job, and it's still best invention around, in all different forms. But the basic concept is that as a whole, right now, the battle flag is, be cheap. The more cheap you can be, the more non-aristocratic, the more that you can show that quality is not important, the better you are. It's true in the arts, and it's true in music, and it's true in... They can be extremely brilliant musicians that how you make music with them isn't really... not really pleasant to the ear, but the point of it is that it sticks out. Modern painting, everything, the whole society is built like that. The more zol it is, the better it is. More non-aristocratic, the more valueless, higher, better you are. more. I'm a me. I'm the way to be. I gotta be. This is the opposite number of the destruction of the world. This is taking all quality and saying the opposite mistake. The first mistake is saying that quality is malchus and everything else is worthless. The second mistake is, you know, you see that quality that considers itself everything is worse than nothing, right? So we'll not consider it really nothing. And just don't be from the best image. And the truth of the matter is nothing. That's the destruction of the basic essence of value system in all. It's called the Congress, America, emptiness. Yeah, it took thousands of years to deteriorate to the point that the shoemaker's housewife, who only knows about president, who smiles better, has as much of a vote as the most intelligent, informed person in the world. And that's called value. One man, one vote. One man, one vote. All equal. All men are not created equal. We are not a herd of sheep. All men are created different, with each person a particular role to play in a total humanity where they all have to interrelate as one essence. Well, as the total world structure is concerned, it goes back even way back in history, they blew it a long time ago. This form of one human being for the community had to make sure of Klaisel Yashin, that capability. And the place where that is expressed in essence is the mitzvah of Avtalei Chakoyach. Let's say a person is a brain. He is a heart. And if somebody comes along and he's a toenail of Klaisel. What? And one guy is a brain, one guy is a toenail. It's the same b'yusayber, it's the same b'yusayber. If the toenail won't recognize that the guy is a brain, is a brain, then he's going to say there's no difference between brain and the toenail, and he's not going to have the advantage of the guy instead of the brain. That may work with nice. But if the brain is not going to recognize, number one, the value of the toenail, and number two, that the myelin that he has of a brain was there only and solely to be the guiding force and to give over of his quality to all the other halakim of Klaisel. Without the meaning of the lulav, it's the same yisoid. It's on the ikir yisoidus of tay. That there is a hierarchy, and the hierarchy is all one unit, is all one. The destruction of the yichud of Klaisel, the echod, the am echod ba'aretz, that requires, by definition, the both formalization. Number one, recognition of the unique value of every particular individual, and that there's a hierarchy, there's a different value. And number two, the intrinsic necessity for harmony between all of the halakim, and that there is no value whatsoever for the highest quality, other than that, it is part of the whole. And that's there for the whole. And it's there to capable of dealing with and assisting and guiding and giving of its clearness to all of the clear. The two main organs of the body, the brain and the heart, have extensions to every cell of the body. The nerves and the blood vessels go to every single littlest cell in the body. There's no place that you don't have nerves in. Because this is, you say, your toenail. A toenail is also a heart. It's all connected. It's all one thing. And the heart is only a heart. Pump blood down to everything. It's all one thing. You start chopping it off and problem. If you chop off the toenail, as far as the toenail was concerned, as far as the body negative. But if the heart or the brain disconnects themselves from the body, see themselves as unrelated to this non-thinking, non-feeling just an active people. Okay? So then you turn into a pillar. So there are sometimes a person can think, glad I'm not a common thought. But it has something serious. But being just an average kind of Jew, well, I don't have these problems. Secret effect. Every individual has this problem. Because every single person in the world will find that relative to certain people, he's the top man. And relative to other people, he's the brain. And every person has all the roles to play. That's part of the achdus. Every person who says lashon hara about somebody else, that's because he considers so, and maybe even rightfully so, that to him, I'm a brain, I'm a heart, and that guy's an ingrown brain. And you gotta take him to the doctor and cut it out. Because he's damaging, the whole body doesn't work properly, does it? The whole community is messed up because of this one child. We had a really good plan of this guy, and we were gonna take him to surgeon. I'm gonna be the one who's gonna go out there. Make sure that this ingrown thing is going to take care of you. Every individual has this system. Everybody has this system. The koyach of the haftar erecha kamoicha, which is the source of all the toiv in the Torah, the opposite number negative, is called letz. A letz is a person that has disconnected himself from the real quality value system of the reality of Achdus. The value system of Achdus contains the combination of a hierarchy and a total interweavement and harmony between all the parts of Achdus. The requirement, the resultant of that is that the greater a person is, the bigger the honor he is. The Mokun Shah, the Padibani Shah says, Mokun Shah Tatsatim, Sosim, Pidmuso, Yisham, Sosim, Pidmuso. And that's the way by all the real brains. Actually, the person wants to test out if he's a brain or not. If he's a real brain, a Torah brain, if he's a real Kaisal brain, then he's got this quality. The bigger you are, the more news you have. If you work that way, well, then maybe something's wrong. Maybe not such a brain in the first place. Maybe you're being brought to him. But generally speaking, a person has two basic forms of behavior. One is the same way the rest of the world acts, which is the rule of the law of the jungle. The law of the jungle is called in Mishnah Yishus Chavir Chayav Boy. Why Yishus Chavir Chayav Boy? It's a requirement of Mitzvahs. It must be that way. Unless there's an outside restraining force, each person who's not in the reference of Achdus must eat up the ingrown toenails that he has around him, and there will be. He's going to eat them up. Chaim. He has to grab them. Make sure everybody eats. The only way out of there is to be an organ, a Torah organ. Ritzonis is the definition of the combination of Zobin Piyohir that eliminates the capability of being makshit, the lowest of the low, and seeing it as part, an intrinsic, necessary, and important, self-defining part of my reality. I can just chop it off and I can shove it clear. That the requirements, how you get there, is the combination of Zobin Piyohir. But the resultant is less. The less is the capability of Bikoni and Yisodi defining out all quality. The secret that any time I cut anybody off of reality, I've cut myself off of reality. Even if in reality, in pure truth, relative to him I'm the brain and he's the toenail. As soon as I say that he's not my toenail and we have that relationship, but he's just a clue, not caution. So then there's no difference. Once you break down the harmony, you become a good, you become a zogin, you've broken down the Achdus form, the Ogum form, then being a brain will turn you into an old-fashioned Malchus HaRosh. Yeah, that's the, there's one of the two choices. There's only Malchus Shemayim, which is Achdus, and Malchus HaRisha, which is Shishchad V'Chayim Belay, except for the Malchus, which is Belay everybody. And meanwhile, keeps everybody from being Belay each other, because I need him around, I have to be Belay him. I have to blow both these together. So you do your job for me, you do your job for me, the Malchus keeps everybody functioning. That, more or less, is the story of the world. It's like, if you want to know what it's all about, that's what it's all about. The problem is that it's not just a story, a history book, it's something that happens on a daily basis. This is Yesodi Kronim Od, as the Aleph, Sheba Aleph, of Klai Yisrael, the Haftar of the Kavoycha, and now we have a little bit of understanding why that's so. The opposing number, and that's why it's Kineged Gimel Ketruta, Kineged Gimel Vesachurus, Kulabiyachat. Because it's total destruction of the essence of Ruchnius, Torah, Yiddishkeit, Klai Yisrael, Shrina, anything you want to call it. All Metzius Torah in the world is the opposite number. Ritzonis, Ketoyim, Gedoyim, Mashiach, Torah, and Moshe. So that's what we're not talking about. But I don't have any more credit to talk. So we'll stop here. She has a great, great, tremendous importance. Yecholiot, Kipshutai, these things are of such extreme importance that you can even accept such a pshat. They would probably, then Binyan brought it in just because it was an opportunity. And you say, well, that's not what we're talking about, but once we're on the subject, let me clarify some basic Yesedis of Klaius of Yiddishkeit. But, in addition, next week, we will try to delve in a little bit better into the Mishnah and go on to what we are talking about and find why do we need this introduction in order to understand what it is that the Mishnah is trying to tell us.